The Hazards of War Fighting and War Reporting.
Covering war is also like, everybody has traumatic events in their life. If you've had a divorce, if you've been in a bad car crash, these are all traumatic things that takes time to get over. And the same with war reporting. It's no different. And you work out the mechanisms by which you move through and get on with your work.
There will be no more work for photojournalist and Oscar-nominated filmmaker Tim Hetherington. He was killed yesterday along with nearly a dozen civilians in the besieged city of Misrata.
Two photographers died yesterday, two others gravely injured in a rocket attack in Libya. Fewer cameras now to cover the story of civilians caught in the crossfire. Brutality and chaos, the picture in Libya. That hasn't changed. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Following all the brutal details there in the situation in Libya, which is unchanged, even though we've lost two very important photojournalists in the last 24 hours. Also, a look at the legal environment for abortion in the United States, and a look at when is a good time to learn about money, maybe when you're a toddler. It's Thursday, April 21st.
Libya's right at the top of the morning headlines. A witness to the fighting in the Libyan city of Misrata says the only break in artillery fire this morning is when they stopped to change the ammunition. NATO officials say at least 10 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours, including Oscar-nominated filmmaker and photojournalist Tim Hetherington and American photographer Chris Hondros. Hetherington's final Twitter message from Misrata said, "No sign of NATO." Fellow photojournalist James Brabazon says that final tweet is something that set his work apart.
It's the civilians now that Tim would very much want people to be focusing on are suffering a sustained onslaught from a very barbaric regime. And, no sign of NATO.
Several NATO countries announced yesterday they'll send military advisors to help the rebels in eastern Libya. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will provide $25 million in non-lethal aid.
Some of the items are medical supplies, uniforms, boots, tents, personal protective gear, radios, halal meals.
Secretary Clinton ruled out sending U.S. military advisors, as the British and French have announced they will be doing. Japan has banned anyone from entering the evacuation zone around the Fukushima nuclear complex. 80,000 people live in that 12-mile zone, and from now on, they'll need written permission to return to their homes and must wear a protective suit when they do. A Japanese Red Cross spokeswoman says it might be years before residents are let back in to live.
The land itself may not be able to live in there for 10 or 20 years, but we don't know how long it's going to take.
Officials say anyone caught in the evacuation zone will be arrested and fined. A court battle is brewing over who's at fault for last year's Gulf oil spill. Not surprisingly, BP filed a $40 billion negligence lawsuit against rig operator Transocean and another lawsuit against Halliburton, the company that cemented the blown-out well.
Military prosecutors have refiled terrorism and murder charges against the suspected mastermind of the USS Cole bombing in 2000. It's the first case to move forward since the Obama administration ordered military trials to resume at Guantanamo Bay. Prosecutors say they'll seek the death penalty, but a conviction is uncertain because U.S. interrogators reportedly subjected the suspect to techniques that are widely considered to be torture.
A lot of bad headlines for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's one more. Major League Baseball has taken control of the team because of a nasty divorce battle between the team's owners. Frank McCourt and his wife reportedly used the team as collateral for lavish real estate spending. This Dodger fan tells KNBC the team is better off with the league in control.
It's like having your kid being parented badly. They deserve good ownership.
McCourt says he will sue Major League Baseball to keep control of the team. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,453. The S&P opens at 1,330. And the NASDAQ at 2802. Kids, what do you know about money?
This is Stephanie calling from Upper Woods, Michigan. I think absolutely kids should have to take some sort of class in that somewhere in school. They should pretty much be learning about it from the moment they start getting allowance.
When should kids learn about money? Beth Koblenner will be here later on in the hour to talk about it.